إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, in English there are two words which apparently mean the same thing, but actually the meaning is very different. One is the word look and the other one is the word see. Both refer to, as I said, they seem to be the same thing, looking and seeing. But those who understand English know that there is a world of difference between looking and seeing. So looking is not seeing. Let me illustrate with a few examples. In the language, look means to, with your eyes, see something or look at something, and that registers in the mind. So it's like a camera taking a picture. The picture is correct. The picture is clear and has integrity in terms of the shape and colors. But the camera does not understand what it is photographing. The camera doesn't understand what it's photographing. To give you an example, supposing you bring somebody, you might say, well, you know, there is no such person, but there are people who, somebody from a remote village who has never been to a city in their lives. You bring them to a city and they see, when they come to a crossroad, they see there are three lights. There is a green light and there is an orange light and there is a red light. And they might think, they might look at the lights, and of course they have eyes, so they care. They look at the lights and they might say that this is a nice decoration on the street. There's a light which goes on green and a light which goes red and so on. So have they seen those lights or have they only looked at the lights? So you might say, well, they looked at the lights but they haven't really seen the light, because, and if I ask you, why do you say they haven't seen the light? You say, because they don't understand what the light means. They do not understand the meaning of a traffic signal, that it has a meaning. The signal is not there to decorate the street. Let me give you another example. May this never happen to you. It happened to me twice, but I'm saying may it never happen to you, which is that one day you switch on your computer and you get what is called a blue screen. The computer has, the screen becomes blue. And you know what that means, or you should know what that means. It means that your computer is just died. And if you haven't backed up your data, then you have died. Because if your data is not backed up in today's world, then you cease to exist. So if you see a blue screen, now somebody who doesn't understand what a blue screen, they might say, oh my God, lovely, fantastic, you know, my computer looks so nice. Lovely green, light blue color screen. But you're looking at a picture of death, you know, it's your computer just crashed. And usually there's no recovery from that. So the point is, looking is not seeing. The reason I'm saying this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned this in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the people who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And Allah said, it's not that their eyes do not see. Their eyes are not blind. لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ. Their eyes are not blind. وَلَكِنْ, but, لَكِنْ, وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah said, their hearts are blind. Their hearts which are in their chest. He said, Allah said, their hearts are blind. Now if you think about it, how do you say heart is blind? I mean, we see with the eyes. So we think we see with the eyes. So where is the heart? How does the heart come into it? Of course, today modern medicine tells us, and science tells us, not medicine but physiology tells us, that there are neurons in the heart and the heart is the seat of understanding. And that brings us to this ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah is saying their eyes are not blind, their hearts are blind. Meaning that the eye is a camera. The job of the eye is to look. The job of the eye is not to see. The heart sees. The eye doesn't see. The eye only captures, the camera only captures the picture. So if your eye captures the picture and your heart is blind, you still don't see, even though you are looking at the thing. Right? Now, what is the difference between looking and seeing? What is the criterion. How will you know whether you are only looking at something or whether you are even or whether you are seeing that thing? We need to know that. What's the diagnostics for that? Because unless we know that, how do we correct ourselves? In my view, there's one single difference, and I'll bring you back to the traffic signal example. There's one single difference between looking and seeing, and that is, looking is to act like a camera, which is take the picture. Seeing is to understand what the picture means, and the sign of that understanding is action. The sign of the understanding is action. When you understand, you do something. This is absolutely normal, and this is what should happen. When you understand something, you do something. And I'll bring you back to the traffic signal example, which is that the person who just looks at the lights and doesn't understand them will do nothing. You'll be standing at the traffic signal, the light has turned green, it has turned red, and so on, and you're doing nothing. Or the light has turned green and you start walking across the street. Because you don't understand what it means, right? The light is green, okay, fine. I looked at it nice and now I have to go. So I start walking, and suddenly I find myself in the middle of traffic, about to die or something, get crashed. How did that happen? Because I did not understand what the light meant. So if you look at the lights, you look at the lights, but you are seeing the lights, you understand. The moment you understand, you take some action, which is that the light turned red and I stopped, the light turned green and I moved. That is a sign of understanding. Now, I'm giving you this example because I remind myself and you, when we are saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, are we looking or are we seeing? What is the sign that we are not only looking, that we are also seeing? My Shaykh used to say, you know, when the Muazzin calls the Adhan, so when the Muazzin says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, my Shaykh used to say, Khali sunke bol raha, dekke bol raha. Yeah? Pahli baar bole, samajh mein aaya, kya bole so? Aur hat kya bole? Nahi, bol raha na, sunke bol raha, dekke bol raha. So when the Muazzin said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, my Shaykh says, is he only, did he hear that and he is bearing witness, or has he seen and he is bearing witness? What is the meaning of Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah? I bear witness. Meaning? Shahada. Yeah, shahada. I am bearing witness. I am the witness to this. So, to what? To the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one worthy of worship. So, my Shaykh used to say, is he an eyewitness? Is he a witness because he is seeing? Or is he a witness only because he heard from somewhere? So, I asked him, I said, what do you mean? He said to me, a murder was committed. They brought the case before the Qadi, before the judge. The judge said, are there any witnesses? He asked, are there any witnesses? One man stood up, he said, I am a witness. So the judge said, what did you see? He said, no, I didn't see, but I was going there and people told me this. The judge said, get out. I'm not interested. Your witness is not accepted because you heard from somebody. So you're not a witness. You're not a witness. Then another man stood up. The judge said, are you a witness? Yes, I am a witness. What did you see? He said, I saw this happen. So judge says, you are an acceptable witness because you actually saw this thing. So my question to myself is, when I'm saying Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, am I really bearing witness? Because if I am really bearing witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, and as we know, ibadah is ita'at, then if I am really bearing witness because I have seen, because I understand the meaning of la ilaha illallah, then it must do two things within me. Two signs of understanding. One is ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this comes from the feeling inside, which is the fear that I, which is what we call taqwa, which is the desire and the awareness that I must never do anything which angers Allah. Taqwa is the concern never to displease Allah. And because of this taqwa, it shows in my actions, which is I never do anything which is likely to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if something happens by mistake, I immediately make tawbah. So that's the first first sign that I have seen when I say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that I am actually a truthful witness that I have seen. What is the sign? The sign is taqwa inside and ita'at in my amal. Taqwa inside and ita'at meaning obedience in my actions. Second sign that I have seen, that I bear witness, is tawakkul on Allah. Is reliance and comfort and total confidence in the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me. Now yesterday, Hamzu sent me from Muhammad Ali rahmatullahi's the boxer, his book, a little excerpt where they talk, the guy who used to take care of a chap called Patterson, Pat Peterson, he used to take care of, he was the chief of security for Muhammad Ali. And he said that with Muhammad Ali, security was easy because all you needed to was to direct some traffic or something, because he never accepted any security at all. He never allowed anyone to, allowed guards to be there. He never accepted any security. And he said he lived in a time when violence was very, and terrorism in America was very widespread. And people were shooting black people and so on. And he said he never took anything. And he said, we asked him, he said, Allah looks after me. He said, Allah guards me. He said, see, when I walk into a stadium with 100,000 people, he said, anybody can put a bullet in me. I mean, what can you do? In any case, what can you do? I mean, even if I'm surrounded by guards, how can you stop somebody, shooting with a telescopic sight, shooting a rifle with a telescopic sight? Anyone can put a bullet in me. So how can you guard me anyway? So he says, I'm not interested. As far as I'm concerned, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guards me. And that's enough for me. I'm not interested in any guard. So he refused. He never took any security. So Pat Peterson says, all we needed to do was direct some traffic or something. That was it. Otherwise, there was no security issue with Muhammad Ali. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor and give him Jannatul Firdaus wa ala bi ghairi hisab. Amazing man, amazing man. His biography is really something, one of the must read books. So the point I'm making is that this is the sign of shahada. This is a sign of actual shahada, meaning that yes, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness, I have seen that there is only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of worship. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And what is the sign that we are bearing correct shahada with respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is to follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If somebody says ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah and he does not follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is lying. He is telling a lie. That's not true. Because if you are bearing witness that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your Nabi, and that you are his follower, then how do you say you are the follower of the Nabi when you are not following the Nabi? The adherence to the Sunnah of Rasulullah is not something that is left to our discretion, our will and pleasure. And if you feel like doing it, do it. If you don't feel like doing it, it's okay. No, it's not like that. You are bearing witness. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. You are bearing witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that you and I are his followers. You are not making, as I have said before, and inshallah, wallah, maybe tomorrow we talk about that. These are not statements of information. These are statements which mention and talk about a relationship. You are not saying Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a messenger of Allah and that's a academic fact of academic interest and really I have nothing to do with that. Are you saying that I have nothing to do with this? No. You are saying, I am his follower. I am somebody who, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment, we hope the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make shafaat for us and Allah will forgive us on the basis of the shafaat. This is our iman, inshallah. Then how do you do that when you say, I bear witness that he is my Nabi and I do not follow him? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So therefore, ask yourself and ask myself, am I seeing or am I only looking? Because looking is not seeing. And until you see, the effect of seeing will not come into our actions and into our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to see and to understand and to bless us with the effects of that. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.